My word.
And tomorrow night at the Meadows, the Australian Cup final is going to be run. It's part of a great night of racing, a 12-race card at the Meadows. And catch all the action, of course, live on RSN 927. And the big one, the Australian Cup, is a cracking field. There's some old-school veterans, there's some rising stars, and there's some outstanding, consistent performers in getting ready for the big Group 1. And Kayla Cottrell is getting, well, one of the very, very fine chances. Fernando Bluey ready for the race. In box 6 tomorrow night. She joins us. Good morning, Kayla.
Good morning, boys.
Great to have you with us again. Now, last time we spoke to you, you got us a winner, so we might just put some pressure on you a little bit later on too, if you don't mind. How is Fernando Bluey going in the build-up? How's he looking?
No, he's good. He pulled up well from his run Saturday night, and, you know, he's fitting well. He's been working well during the week, so, you know, he's right for tomorrow night.
So, you got a quote in the paper today I was reading with interest that he needs to come out running as these races are won in the first 50, not the last 50. He's out of box 6, which can sometimes be a little bit difficult for that. How can you... Are there ways you can guarantee that he gets a good start, or is it just potluck?
Oh, it's just a matter of putting him in the boxes, and it's all up to him. There's not much more I could do, but look, he's a consistent dog. He's got beautiful box manners, and look, it doesn't really matter where he draws. Like I said, you know, his last 10 starts have been between 497 and 507, so, you know, he's just consistent, and hopefully he can do it tomorrow night.
Have you seen the paper yet? Have you seen your
photo? No, I haven't. I have not.
It's big. It's,
is it?
Yeah, like it's full page.
It's colour. It's poster sort of size.
Got the Australian flag draped around you with the greyhound Fernando Bluey. It's you've been described as a training teenage sensation.
There you go. I might have to frame it.
How are you coping with all the extra attention?
Oh, it's good. You know, when people are ringing in, you're obviously doing something right, but. No, it's great. Like I said, it's happened very early on in my training career, and it's all just hit me at once. It's like I'm living in a dream, and I'm wondering when I'm going to wake up. But, you know, you put in all the hard yards, you get up at 5 a.m., you do the dogs, and you see the rewards coming out of it. Puts a smile on your face.
Yeah, I mean, and really, Kayla, you're doing a great job. I mean, the way that you're representing yourself, your family, but also the sport, it's you're doing a really special job. And, you know, since we've started talking to you, we're following you really closely now. So well done is all I can say, regardless of what happens tomorrow night. You're really promoting your sport extremely well.
Yeah, thank you. It's a great industry to be a part of. And, you know, I love working alongside the dogs and, you know, being part of it since I was a little kid growing up, greyhounds, and now training winners, and to train a Group 1 winner, Fernando Caz, and to now be running an Australia Cup tomorrow night, gives me goosebumps, really. Lost words.
Kayla, obviously your parents have had a huge influence on you, but who is Alan Hunter, and talk about the influence that he's had on you?
Yeah, no, I'm very grateful for Alan and his son Brett to give me the dogs to train. You know, there's 16 here, and actually the mother of Fernando Bluey and Fernando Caz, she just had 10 pups to Fernando Bale the other day, so there's a lot more of them coming through, and, yeah, no, I can't thank him enough to give me the opportunity of them to. It's undescribable, really.
One of those 10 pups, maybe.
We might need one of those.
Yeah.
What's it going to cost me, Kayla, for one of those pups?
Oh, not going to be cheap. I'm not going to lie.
That's okay. Half's got the money.
Right, are you blokes. Hey, Georgie Farrugia's tipped you. There's obviously, it's a crack field. Tommy Shelby is currently the favourite in the market for atab.com.au, about 30 cents better than you. He's 280, you're 310. Who are you most worried about?
Oh, look, there's some good dogs there. Obviously, like you said, you got Tommy Shelby, and we got Tigalong Tonk on the outside of us. And really, the rough in the race is Christo Bell. You know, me and Bluey and Tonk are probably going to go straight to the fence. He's going to be left out there by himself, and he's a dog you don't want to sit on your ass because he's a strong middle-distance dog as well. And you got Tyler Durden, and he's strong as well. So it's really just a matter of getting a break on him in that first 50, and hopefully the dog can do everything right tomorrow night.
So for those first-time listeners, great to have them on board, just by the way, who don't know about the preparation, what happens now? What do you do with the dog now, Bluey, now till the race time? What happens?
Oh, he's just been working as usual. You know, you don't change your routine. No point changing something that's not broken. Just goes out in the morning in the runs and plays around and does what he wants. And, yeah, not much. No trials in between. Just keep him fresh. You got to rely on the dog's speed. There's no point going and trialing him, taking the edge off him. Just got to keep him fresh. And, you know, he's happy in himself. And I'll give him a bath today. I always give my dogs a bath the day before they race. It freshens them up, makes them feel good. So, Yeah, not much to it, just keeping him happy and well.
And what do you do? Anything you do in the build-up? Do you and do the form? Do you analyse? Do you watch replays? What do you do? How do you get ready for it?
Oh, I try not to think about it much. You know, you can sit there and try and work out how a race is going to pan out, and it never goes how you like. So I just try not to think about it and, yeah, just do the usual thing, same routine. And when it gets to the night, then, yeah, that's it. Just put him in the box and it's all up to him. There's not much I can do.
And, I mean, so much has happened to you, Kayla, so quickly. Are you nervous? Are you excited? What's the feeling knowing that you're so close to touching an Australian Cup?
Oh, it's a hard feeling to describe, really. It's going to be special, though. So all the family's coming out, and my brother flew down from Darwin last night. So it's going to be special to have them all out there and experience the night with them. And, you know, the whole family puts in all the hard yards. So you get a little bit nervous, but, you know, we've made it this far. And it doesn't matter where the dog comes or not, as long as I'm bringing him home. And, you know, he's done a super effort to get where he is today.
And if you got other trainers now coming up to you saying, Kayla, what are you doing that we're not doing? Because you're having so much success so early. Have you had some of the seasoned campaigners coming up to you on the quiet, so saying, can you give me some advice?
No, not really. I know there's a lot of trainers out there would like to have the pair of them. They're very good dogs. I've got a few mates at the moment, actually. They're watching me and they want to take up greyhound training. So I don't blame them, really. It's a great sport to be part of and get some good dogs. And, you know, they make it easy to get out of bed in the morning.
Well, you're making it very cool for the younger people. That's why they're putting you on the front cover, let alone the fact you can train the house down with your dogs, Kayla. We wish you the best of luck. It's great to chat to someone with so much energy for the industry, and we are certainly on board here in the Breakfast Club, and I hope that Fernando Bluey can get past the post first and you can hold up that Australian Cup tomorrow night at the Meadows. Good luck. Appreciate your time.
Thank you. I appreciate it.